But don't make it, sir. I think perhaps the saddest story, two doctors that were also brothers. They're working at the same hospital. And one of the brothers says to the other, you know, you're looking all washed out lately. What's the problem? He said, well, you know, my wife, Janine, was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And the other brother said, yeah, I know, it's a terrible thing. He said, but why are you ragged out like that? I mean, you can only do so much crying. You got to be supportive. And his brother says, well, it's just that I don't know who to tell. I guess I can tell you. You know, I asked if there's anything I can do to make her more comfortable. And she said, yes, please. A little couple of geek will help me sleep. So I commenced to bury and fish. And the next morning, for the first time, she's hungry. She wants a meal. You know, the chemo had her laid low. So I pick her up some fritters. She eats them. And the next night, she falls asleep. She says, would you mind the little guy? I said, no, little couple of geek. Next morning, she's really ravenous. Decides she wants to take a walk. She get her own fritters. Well, night after night, I've been talking to the canoe boat driver. And the next morning, she's like feeling like $1 million. Well, I took her in for a checkup the other day. Her weight's the same. Her coloring's back. And her oncologist said the cancer's in total remission. Just then, the other brother hearing this story commences to beat the hell out of the brother that spilled his guts about his wife. Right there in the middle of the hallway hospital, rolling around, pummeling him, banging his head against the elevator door. Whang, whang, whang. He says, well, why you beat me up? The brother says, well, you could have saved Mom.
It's Up and Over the Hump with Wednesday Live in the studio with the Grease Man on DC 101.